Hello again. And from me, Ian Cottier, it's the usual warm welcome to this week's Time for Blurs, the last of the month of June, the longest day and half the year behind us. A genuine milestone, all the more reason to try and make tonight's programme a little bit special. Well, have I succeeded? Well, that's not for me to say, but it's for you to consider. Perhaps a slightly different opener, perhaps. Not a conventional march, something a bit quicker, a gallop. It's by Dmitri Shostakovich, and the band is Black Dyke. Well, have we got our breath back now after that very spirited introduction? Let's have a little Time for Brass moment of reflection. For today is the anniversary of the death in 1899 of Johann Strauss, perhaps the most prolific composer of light and tuneful repertoire of his time. Certainly he was a name that I remember from my childhood radio listening of light music programmes. Tonight, Black Dyke brings us the overture to his opera, The Gypsy Baron, a frothy confection of coincidences and improbabilities, but great easy listening all the same. Overture to Strauss's operetta The Gypsy Baron, commemorating the composer's death on this day in Vienna in 1899. And now for tonight's first solo. I've referred from time to time to John Philip Sousa's requirement that his soloists should compose their own solos. This one's based on a song by Irish popular poet and composer Thomas Moore, and it's arranged by Sousa's euphonium soloist Simone Mantier. It's given a bit of an update by the youngest of the Childs dynasty, David Childs, and it's played by Black Dyke's Daniel Thomas.
Thank you.
Tonight's major work hurls me back down the years to my time in Harlow in Essex, where I played with the Netswell Band for 5 years. It's called Divertimento, and it was composed by Brian Kelly, who was at the time Professor of Composition at the Royal College of Music, and it was first performed in 1969 by the National Youth Brass Band of Scotland. So it's very tuneful and very accessible to bands of more modest capabilities. There are four movements, prelude, march, a totally delightful intermezzo, and it concludes with a brisk scherzo. The band is the West Country Band, Mount Charles. Thank you.
Thank you.
Divertimento by Brian Kelly, which was set as the National Fourth Section Test in 2005, exactly 20 years ago. the Joybringer, and I hope that for many of you that's a fair description of Time for Brass. But now some local news. One of the great events of the British Brass Band calendar is the May Festival of Marches, held where Yorkshire, Lancashire and Cheshire come together in the heartland of banding. This year there were over 70 bands taking part, and Manx Concert Brass did the island proud with one first place, one second and two third places in their four first section contests. Congratulations all round to Manx Concert Brass. But moving on now, two very special choices. Special for me, anyway. First, from Carl Jenkins's great choral work, The Armed Man. Black Dyke's Zoe Hancock and Gary Curtin bring us the superbly emotional Benedictus, and we follow that with Roger Webster playing a classical solo of an earlier era, Schubert's Du bist die Ruhe, You Are Peace.
Thank you.
Roger Webster. And also now I've had word from Concert Brass and Manx Youth Band that their joint gala concert, an event very much looked forward to each year, will take place at the Villa Marina on Saturday the 12th of July, starting at 7:30. Tickets will be available, I'm sure, at the Villa box office or by contacting band members themselves. See you there. And now a couple of lighter choices to take us up to our closer. First, a trombone feature from Hammond's Saltaire, The Girl from Ipanema, and then a favourite of mine that I play, well, perhaps too often for some listeners, but it's a really great arrangement by Stephen Roberts, Putting on the Ritz.
Thank you.
And finally, a hymn tune that was a huge favourite of my late wife Linda. Stirring words and a great tune to sing it to. I can't offer you the words tonight, but we close with Grimethorpe playing Vaughan Williams' inspirational melody, Sine Nomine, for all the saints. Join me next week. Good night.